So there's this football game on Sunday, Super Bowl 51 or something like that. The Atlanta Falcons will go up against the New England Patriots in Houston. Yesterday, we looked at the road Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan took to get to this, his first Super Bowl. But you need an atlas for Pat QB Tom Brady. This will be his seventh trip to the big game. Shira Springer from Here and Now contributor WBUR has our story on Tom Brady's drive for ring number 5.
Want to know a secret about Tom Brady? Ask his dad.
He's got a countdown clock in his gym that is now, that's ticking to next year's Super Bowl.
That's Tom Brady Sr. talking about a countdown clock his son started about a year ago. The timepiece is a glimpse into the focus, drive, and preparation that make his son arguably the best NFL quarterback ever. For Tom Brady Jr., it's all about winning Super Bowls.
My favorite, always the next one has been my favorite one.
Tom Brady grew up in a tight-knit athletic family, one that honed his competitiveness and drive. The family's closeness has been evident during Super Bowl week. Brady teared up talking about his father, and it's come out that his mother isn't well.
You just have different things that your family goes through in the course of your life, and it's been a challenging year for, you know, my family, just for some personal reasons. You know, it'd just be nice to have everyone here watching us this weekend.
The family watched Brady fight his way up quarterback depth charts in high school, then at the University of Michigan, then with the Patriots. After 17 seasons, Brady is now the superstar with the supermodel wife, the sixth-round pick who, along with Coach Bill Belichick, built an NFL dynasty. Along the way, Brady's inspired both love and hate among fans and opponents.
Success breeds jealousy. I mean, think about it. I mean, you're talking about a player that's been to the Super Bowl, you know, like 50% of his career.
That's former Brady teammate Damian Woody, with perhaps the most charitable explanation of why Brady's not more universally adored. But there's more to it than that, like Brady's relationship with President Donald Trump.
I have called him. You know, sometimes he calls me, sometimes I call him.
It all started with a bright red Make America Great Again cap that Brady had in his locker. And it's made for some awkward moments during the Patriots' current playoff run. Even some Patriots fans took offense at Brady going red in the bluest of blue states. Asked by sports radio WEEI if he congratulated the new president on his election win, Brady had this to say.
You know, for 16 years, you know someone, you know, before, you know, maybe he was in the position that he was in. He's been very supportive of me for, you know, a long time. So it's just a friendship, and I got a lot of friends, so I call a lot of people.
And then there's Deflategate. Brady's alleged deflating of footballs in a playoff game cost him a 4-game suspension at the start of this season, and it earned him a cheater label. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell handed down the punishment and instantly became public enemy number one among Pats fans who considered the Deflategate affair a witch hunt. When asked by reporters if the Deflategate fallout provides extra motivation to win a fifth ring, Brady is as calm and composed as he is on the field.
You know, I'm motivated for my teammates. I said that after the game. I think they're all the motivation that I need. And, you know, it takes a lot of work to get to this point. And nothing that's happened in the past, you know, is going to help us win this game.
Damian Woody says it's all a long way from where Brady's NFL career began.
So for me, I saw this tall, lanky kid, didn't really have a lot of muscle build. You really didn't know what to expect at that time.
But it didn't take long to win the respect and trust of his teammates.
I just remember Brady coming into the huddle just so calm.
Woody recalls the game-winning drive in Super Bowl 36 against the St. Louis Rams. Brady had earned the starting QB job just a few months earlier.
You're in the biggest stage of your life, and for him to be that calm, it just brought a calmness to the whole huddle, and we just methodically went down the field. It was almost like he was born for that moment.
Brady's play in that game earned him the first of 4 Super Bowl rings and the first of 3 Super Bowl MVP awards. Brady also has 2 league MVP awards and has won more playoff games than any other quarterback. Fans see it as a testament to both Brady's talent and longevity. The 39-year-old follows a strict diet that bans sugar, white flour, MSG, dairy, and caffeine. Sports Illustrated's Tim Layden says Brady's just as strict and disciplined with his training.
he's never taken his foot off the gas. And maybe he just likes winning, but I think he also likes continuing to prove to people that he's better than some people thought he was at one time. And of course, now in 2017, he has the windmill to tilt at of Roger Goodell having taken four games away from him and Brady thinking that that was unjust. And that's given him another cause to battle.
And given us another reason to wonder just what might happen if the Pats win Super Bowl 51 and Roger Goodell and Tom Brady have to share a stage during the post-game trophy ceremonies. For Here and Now, I'm Shira Springer in Houston.
So we talked today with our friends at WABE in Atlanta, where I learned, Jeremy, it's still illegal to tie your giraffe to a telephone pole in Atlanta. But here's our challenge. If Atlanta wins, public radio in Georgia gets clam chowder. If Boston wins, we demand a crate of peaches. How's that?